Great.
Cool.
Wonderful. All right.
Well, okay, we ready?
Sorry, I just wanted to let you know that I pressed the button, so it's...
Oh, yeah, I guess we should start recording.
That's my deepest fear, is that, like, I will record something and then it will, like, not record.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Sipping on Sondheim while belting a Bordeaux, pairing the best wine and picking the next show. Here Broadway guests and us acting like loons. This you can find here on Tennis and Tunes. When Ben Bradley cries, when the vine dies, whether June's or moon, I simply turn to my favorite thing, and they are all Tennis and Tunes.
Welcome to Tennis and Tunes. I'm Jessica.
I'm Jimmy. Hi, friends. Hi, moms.
Hi, friends. Hi, moms. Jimmy, I miss you.
I miss you.
I miss being in New York.
Well, why are you there?
Oh, you know, I get paid.
Not true. Not true. I would do
money.
Anything for money.
Right.
Anything.
I will say that the students that I've been working with in my honors class are very excited to be featured on the show with their presentations that they've been doing in class.
Oh, my goodness.
And they love you, by the way.
Yay. I love
they
them back.
They want to make Tennis and Tunes t-shirts and have a Jimmy fan club.
What? Oh, my goodness. They all get A's. Everybody, A plus. I already get, hey, friends, students, you get an A. You get an A plus. In the school of hard knocks.
Oh, man. That school of hard knocks, that one is, that's a tough school.
It's a tough school because I don't teach it very well.
Neither do I, apparently.
Hard knocks is like, I only have money for a medium pizza, not a large. There's too many options on Netflix. Life is so hard.
It's true, though. It's true. Especially with fall TV out right now. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much.
Too much. So, Jimmy, Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yeah.
So soon. This episode will come out right before Thanksgiving, the Monday before Thanksgiving. What are you doing this year?
I'm doing like a little Friendsgiving thing. I don't get out to California. I only get that like two times a year because the tickets are so expensive. So we're just doing a small little get together, like myself and a few friends. And what I'm really excited about is I'm gonna cook a turkey.
Oh my gosh, how are you cooking it?
I've done it once before. I think it's last year. I think I'm just gonna be regular, just like in the oven, you know, like just a easy recipe. Last year I was like super into slow cooking. And so I wanted to slow.
I remember this.
Right, and I wanted to slow cook a turkey. So here's the thing, though. So I bought this turkey, and then I didn't get to cook it because I was doing something else. So I like kept it in the freezer, and I was like, I'll get around to it. And then it became like September, full year, and I was like, I got to get rid of this turkey. I never got to it. I was hanging out with somebody in, like, April and being like, oh, yeah, I got a turkey in the freezer. I'm going to, like, cook it soon. And they're like, you should not touch that turkey. This thing's disgusting.
Well, this year you're going to do it. I believe in you.
This
I have all
year,
the faith.
I'm going to do it, but just regular.
Well, Peter already has a whole menu planned for Thanksgiving. I'm actually going to Michigan for Thanksgiving this year to spend Thanksgiving with his family.
Oh.
And it is his favorite day of the year. And you know why it's my favorite day of the year?
Why?
I don't have to do anything.
I don't have to do anything. It's the best.
He literally does everything. All I am in charge of is wine and cocktails. of which there are two signature cocktails for the day, and then, of course, the wine for dinner.
Yeah. Ooh, so what are the signature cocktails?
It is
cocktails?
A big job.
Can we...
Yeah. Okay, here's the sneak peek for the signature cocktails. So in the morning, it's actually a pretty simple take on a mimosa with just like a splash of pomegranate juice.
Okay.
In it. And instead of orange juice, because I just think that it actually goes a little bit better. And Peter always does cinnamon roll turkeys.
What?
Breakfast. So it's a cinnamon roll with a little piece of orange or pineapple for the beak and then bacon for the feathers.
Gross.
It's disgusting.
It's so
but delicious.
Cute and gross.
But that's how we start the day, by watching the parade,
yep,
which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Always.
And then for the snack cocktail, which goes with cheese and crackers and little snacks that are out, I think I'm going to do a take on something with apple cider. I haven't really decided quite on the recipe yet, but it's going to be something involving apple cider and maybe some I can't decide if I want to go like champagne with it or if I want to go like liquor with it. I'm nervous about liquor just because it's a long day.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Because I was going to think like a hot toddy or something. But
yeah, I thought about doing some like mulled wine or something like that. But I don't know. We're still kind of deciding on that one. And then for dinner, we're going to have all sorts of different kinds of wines.
Oh, that's so good. I would be – I think I'd be scared to be at the table with you with the wines, you know. It's like, why – what, you're picking up that one? Okay, if that's what you want.
No. We're actually, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk through some Thanksgiving pairings today.
Okay.
So that no one can be nervous at their Thanksgiving table.
Great.
Especially because my mom has seen me drink more boxed wine here at home.
Yes.
Than ever, but like than she ever thought that I actually did.
Oh.
Like, I think she thought I picked up a box for, like, when my friends were coming over, but now she realizes, no, I just drink boxed wine all the time.
It's boxed wine. Why have boxed wine? It's delicious.
Right? It's delicious. And Trader Joe's, I am, like, in love with Trader Joe's boxed wine right now.
Yeah?
It's $13.
Oh, I got to get back to Trader Joe's.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's a really good product. I'm drinking the Shiraz from Australia right now, and it's pretty fantastic.
Mm.
Check it out. Okay, let's talk about – so I want to hear a little bit about a wine that you always will when you think of family and you think of wine, what do you think of? What wine do you think of?
I don't know. So it's like I'm not really in charge of the wine at dinner, you know. It's kind of
right. –
But there's usually like
Wait. Mama Robertson has not put you in charge of wine yet?
No.
Any family gathering?
No.
Okay, Mom. You got to fix this.
Well, it's not – Mama Robertson is not in charge. It's Papa Rob. Papa Rob is in charge. And I think he just like – I think the only thing that is that I think of family is my father's like giant sort of – jug of wine. It's not like a Carlo Rossi jug, but he buys this like Cabernet at I think it's like Walmart or something, because you can do that in California.
Yeah, right.
And he has like a glass a night for his heart.
Okay, Papa Robertson, we're gonna get you on the right track.
But I think like it's usually like, I don't know if there's a specific type, but I usually think of, like, red wine when I think of, like, holidays and family.
Yeah.
You know, being nice and warm.
Especially
when you're at the dinner table. I remember being at the dinner table, being at the kids' table once. This was, like, 2 years ago. It's, like, me with the kids, and I'm, like, the only one with, like, a glass of wine. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers with your grape soda.
Yeah.
Well, the wine that I decided to feature today is a wine that I always think of when I think of friends and family. So we're going to take a look at the Oren Swift. That is the winemaker, Oren Swift. That's not his real name, but Oren Swift Cellars, the 2016 California Red Blend, which they've called Abstract. And if you can look at this bottle, it's a bunch of pictures. They took 200 pictures and whittled it down and put it all around the bottle. So it's a really, really cool looking bottle.
Yes, it's a beautiful collage.
Yeah, it's really, really neat. And on the front it says, "Vandalism is beautiful." And I think that you just see all sorts of different people on the front of this bottle. You see like people who have broken the law. You see mugshots. You see people who are obviously posing for like a family picture. It's really, really cool. Yeah. It's a really, really neat bottle. And why I picked this is because I have a story.
Ooh.
Ooh. So when I was in grad school, the couple that helped support me and in my time in grad school and helped give me a scholarship would invite me over for a glass of wine or cocktails or dinner sometimes. And they always had a great story about Oren Swift's wine Prisoner, which is his signature wine. And they would always tell me the story about their son and daughter and how when they went on a trip to Napa, Prisoner meant so much to them, and they always had a bottle in the house, and they would always open it for me. And I associated Oren Swift Cellars with this couple and with their generosity and just gathering around a table all together. And so when I was thinking of a holiday wine and wine that means a lot to me with family and friends, Oren Swift definitely came to mind.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I just wanted to feature it on the show. So I'm going to take a little look-see at this and a little sip and a little taste. So this is a Grenache Syrah and Petit Syrah blend. Oh, another thing that I wanted to do was feature a wine from California because of the recent fires. Is your family all okay?
Yeah, they're fine. It's not in, like, it's not in the areas that my family lives, but they're, I think there is like just sort of smoke though right now.
Yes.
Like
so
everywhere.
So the fires I think are a little bit north and south, right?
Yeah.
So unfortunately there is that wine country that is north and then a little bit of wine country that is south, but we have been giving towards fire relief in specifically the Napa Valley for a while now. And we're going to continue to give towards fire relief in California as much as we can because that is really affecting the grapes and the winemaking process.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So I definitely wanted to pick a wine from California. Oren Swift is from California.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is that they're actually based in St. Helena.
Okay.
Which is right there in the Napa Valley,
yeah.
Sonoma Valley. One of my favorite places to visit. The downtown is so cute.
It's super cute, right?
Oh, my God. I can't wait till you and I go to Napa and just have a blast wandering around.
We're going to do Sideways the Musical. And it's just us. Oh, I want to be Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, you already are Paul Giamatti.
And you can be Thomas Hayden Church.
Yes. I actually just watched Sideways not that long ago.
It
holds up.
Yeah.
It holds up. So much like the abstract art that's on the front of the bottle, the wine is actually sourced from a ton of different vineyards from a ton of different regions throughout the state of California.
Yeah.
So it's not all Napa grapes. It's from everywhere. And they collect the grapes over 4 weeks, and then over a couple months, they figure out the tasting blend and what they want to do that really shows us the depth of California in a wine.
Ah, that's so cool. It's like,
it is so cool.
This sip is from like a little SoCal, and then you get a little Tahoe in this sip.
I really tease this Tahoe Mountain.
This is the Castro section of San Francisco.
Before I get into the actual tasting notes on the wine, I do want to point out why this is such a great wine for Thanksgiving.
Why?
15.7% alcohol.
What? Yeah. That's either a good thing or a terrible thing.
It's a strong one. It's a strong one.
Yeah. It depends on the type of personality you are and the type of personality your family is. Like, either you should be drinking or you should not be drinking.
Right. So I'm just going to be real clear about it. It is high in alcohol.
It is a strong drink.
Yep. And when you look at it, it's this deep purple color. It's like super duper purple. And it's super rich smelling. I mean, you smell it and you can get that this is going to be tannic. It has a big floral nose, but you can also get like coffee and meat.
Ooh. Is it going to be tunic as well? Tannic and tunic. Does it wear a tunic and fight?
I told a Jimmy joke the other day in class, and I felt so proud of myself. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I absolutely do want to hear it. Jimmy joke. I don't know if I should be impressed or insulted.
No, I thought it was hilarious. I will say that it did elicit groans from my class.
Yeah, those are the best. So
I was talking about the Lyric Theater and how it's jinxed, because before it became the Lyric, it had changed its name three different times and shows just couldn't stay open. It's where Ragtime closed. It's where Chitty Chitty Bang Bang closed. It's where Spider-Man closed. So, like, these huge flops.
Right. Well, it's also the biggest theater, right?
Second biggest.
Okay.
The Gershwin is bigger.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
It's huge. It's huge. So we were talking about that theater and how it's jinxed, but right now that's where Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is playing. And so I said, well, I guess it took a curse to get rid of the jinx.
That's so good. I love it. So proud.
Thanks. My lessons with Jimmy.
We're all giving each other something. I'm learning more about wine and you're learning more about terrible jokes and pun work.
Yes. I was just happy that I came up with it, like, on the spot.
Oh, you didn't prepare?
No, it was some improv.
Oh, that's even better. Listeners, I think you should know, I prepare all my jokes in advance. Everything I say. I get the script from Jessica, and then I just pour over, and I just write here and here and here. Nothing is improvised. I'm not that good.
False. Fake news. So, like I said, big nose on this wine. I'm going to go ahead and taste it real quick.
Please do. I'm tasting it as well in my mind's eye.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. I can taste that meat.
It definitely has those, like, meaty, smoky qualities to it. Oh. There's a lot of oak on it.
I love a ton of oak. Smoke. I love a smoky wine.
You would honestly, you would love this wine.
Do you think they have it at BTL?
I don't know if they have it at BTL, but you know where you can probably find it? Is Chamber Street Wines.
Okay.
They've been so good to us recently on the show by suggesting some really fantastic wines, like the ones that we had when I was up in New York last time came from Chamber Street. Either that or what's the big one? Aster Wines.
Oh, okay.
Would probably have this as well.
I find myself by Chambers Street, so I can do this.
Yeah. Yeah, they honestly, and if they don't have it, they would have something that's very, very similar. I like that while this is tannic, it's really smooth. You can tell that it's a really well-made wine. And why would this go well with Thanksgiving? Because it has that tart quality of like a sour cherry or a cranberry.
Okay.
And you need that to cut through the fat of your Thanksgiving dinner.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you kind of need to go tartar and a little bit lighter than you think on wines with your Thanksgiving dinner, because everything else is so rich.
It's so
and heavy.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, I thought more so you were talking about like the cranberry itself, and like that's why we have like cranberry sauce or something. You know, because it just looks to me like, everything, it's all fall colors. So here, there's a red, and then we have like the weird,
the orange of the sweet potato.
Yeah, and the brown of the stuffing and turkey, and it works.
It works. You need some red in there.
Get that green out of here. Get that green apples out of here.
Well, and I definitely would not suggest anything like bright and sour on your table for Thanksgiving, except for the wine. You need something that's going to be a little bit cleansing to your palate.
Yeah.
I would say.
Do you recommend like a white and a red or just a red?
So, do you want to get into some Thanksgiving pairings?
Yeah.
Okay, so last thing I'm going to say about Orange Swift is that I 100% suggest it. Very rich red fruit forward, ultra smooth, long finish. It's fantastic. Check it out. Orange Swift Abstract. It's their red blend, and I have the 2017 vintage.
This episode of Santa's Tunes brought to you by Orange Swift.
I wish.
Oh, get God. On this. All right. Winemakers, we are not above. Yeah, we will sell out so hard.
We will sell out so hard.
All right.
Okay. So let's talk about Thanksgiving picks for your table.
Okay.
So this is specifically for you for Friendsgiving.
I sit over here, and okay. My uncle sits over there and far away, and
yes.
My nephew's right by me. Is this the picks that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Table setting.
So the first thing that I would say is don't be afraid of having bubbly wines for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
So some people are afraid of it because they're like, well, that's going to throw off the taste. Or like, you don't drink sparkling wines unless it's a celebration. Well, it's Thanksgiving. It is a celebration.
Right.
You're together with family. It's a time to pop open that champagne that you've been saving.
Always. Ooh. Oh, I have a bottle of Moet. I might. Yeah. Oh, quick question about sparkling. I've been just like the turkey, I've had that bottle in my refrigerator for a long time. Is it still fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they cork it. Now, what I would say is that if you ever come across another time where you're saving a bottle of wine, don't necessarily keep it in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
Want to keep it at a cooler temperature, but you don't want to keep it so cold as your fridge temperature. You want to do that a couple hours before you open it.
Oh, okay.
So just in the future, a place that I usually put my bottles in New York where we don't have room for wine fridges is in the bottom of my closet.
I don't have room for a room.
Right? You don't actually have a bedroom.
I don't. Television, couch, bed.
Hey, it works though. I love your apartment.
It's so nice. Thank
it's
you.
It's so cute. So I would suggest bottom of the closet or another dark, cool space.
Okay.
That you can. So don't be afraid of sparkling wine. I would definitely say open it up. If you're going to go with a white wine for Thanksgiving, I know that some people exclusively drink white wine because the tannins give them headaches of red wine.
Oh, okay.
Again, go with something bright. Go with a Riesling, a Gewurztraminer, Sauvignon Blanc, even a Viognier that has that like peach and apricot flavor to it.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, Chenin Blanc is also a really great wine because Chenin can kind of have the body of a red wine. It can be a little bit heftier, especially something from Vouvray, which is in France. So go with a French Chenin Blanc, in my opinion. And it's high in acidity and slightly sweet.
That's a thing? A Chenin Blanc is a?
Chenin, C-H-E-N-I-N.
Oh.
And Blanc, so white.
I thought Chenin. Like, hi, I'm Chenin. This is my wine. I'm Chenin Blanc. Nice to meet ya.
I want that to be my drag name.
Chenin Blanc. Yeah, that's it. That's so good.
Right. Okay, done.
Done. Then just you're always with a bottle of wine.
Right.
I love it. Hello, I'm Chenin Blanc. It's so good to see you again. Oh. Oh, wait, drinks. Oh, no, this bottle. Oh, I'm not sharing this bottle. This is for me. You can find drinks. Okay, get some. Get one for me. Glug, 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 glug.
I love it. I love it.
That's good.
So if you want to go with something red for your table, now last year we talked about Beaujolais, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
When we did our turkey lurkey time.
Right, yes.
Right?
I forget. So bad.
I know. We've been doing it for so long now.
I forget. Oh, I forget, like, I forget. All I remember is we were drinking out of plastic cups for Kerrigan and Loudermilk. But I don't really remember. Oh, it's the Scarlet Pimpernel, and then
Scarlet Pimpernel.
Then Brian was singing, and
yes, yep. Know, just,
I would have, if I knew the song, I would have been with him from the get go. Like, you know.
It's just been so, like, I used to know Pimpernel, but it's been so long, and I especially don't know the guy's songs. I only know the girl's songs.
You know what I should have done? I should have just, like, come in with, like, Red and Black from Les Mis, because it's essentially the same show.
Well, no, you know it's the same show as Jekyll and Hyde.
And Scarlet Pimpernel?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, like, the same show, because they're both by Frank Wildhorn.
Right.
And they're, this is the moment.
Murder. Da, 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 da. Did you see the Broadway, the recent revival of Jekyll and Hyde with Constantine?
The one that literally played for like 4 weeks in 2013?
Well, it was like a tour, right? It was a tour in the night.
It did go on tour. I did not see it.
I saw it.
Great.
And they slowed down Murder. It was my favorite song, and they were like, Murder. And I was like, why would you do that?
That's strange.
Yeah, you'd be like, murder. Because
it used to be that, like, 80s-tastic
right.
Power, like, within every other song.
Oh, I love it. Scarlet Pimpernel.
So definitely you can always pick up the small fry Pimpernel, which is what that wine was that we featured on the last show, that we kept calling it the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Small fry. Oh, that now I'm just imagining a fry in like a box of fries of like McDonald's with like a fancy hat with a cap in it and like holding a rapier.
Yes.
Uncle.
Uncle.
Oh no! Oh, and he's like trying to fight the hand that's like trying to come and eat it. And he takes it. Oh no! This is the end of me.
Or he stands on top of the wine bottle.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, with his little sword. Oh, okay, that's gonna be our new like cork topper.
Oh.
For wine bottles, we're gonna get that made.
We're gonna get that in the merch store. Jimmy Fan Club, get on that.
Yeah.
Love you. You all get A pluses already.
Start selling some merch. Okay, so let's talk about the red wines for your table for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So Beaujolais, always a great option because it's light.
Sounds like bologna.
Sounds like bologna. You can serve it slightly chilled. And make sure to check out the Beaujolais Nouveau because that means that it's that year. And Beaujolais is one of those wines that you want to drink young.
Oh, why?
I honestly don't know.
Just because you want to.
I think it's because it's lighter. Because
you want to get it into your mouth. Why do
you
we?
You want to get it in your mouth. You don't want to wait.
Why do we want to wait? The only time I will ever wait for wine was at my friend's wedding. I told you this story, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Such good. 33-year-olds, like, it was the best wine I've ever had. Everything is garbage to me now.
Well, I feel like I left so much wine in New York that's how I'm going to feel when I get it all back. It's like, I've been waiting for this.
Yes. Oh, that's definitely good. Get it in my mouth now. And you're just like,
right?
You're mixing. How I also had thought that rosé was made was putting a red and a white together.
Yes, exactly. So moving from Beaujolais, again, with another lighter wine would be a Pinot Noir because that's going to be fruity, has a lot of red fruit like raspberries and strawberries. Some older Pinot Noir from Burgundy from France is going to have that little bit of a smokiness to it. But then if you want to go more intense, don't be afraid of picking up a Syrah or a Zin for your table. Syrah is going to be black pepper and spicy with some smokiness. Don't forget that it's also called Shiraz. So Syrah and Shiraz are the same thing.
Hi, I'm Shannon Block. This is my Shiraz. Does anybody want a Shiraz? I love
it. You're making fun of my accent.
No, I mean, I just think that Shannon Block would do that.
She would.
This is Shiraz. This is my Cabernet.
She would.
I love this character that we're creating.
Yes. And then Zin is going to be really intense, very jammy, peppery. So that's kind of where you should be going with your Thanksgiving table. Reds, whites, but don't forget that sparkling. I think that every table should have a sparkling.
Here's a quick question that might be apropos of nothing. Is there a sparkling red?
There is. We actually talked about it on our episode with Mamma Mia.
Did we have it?
We did. It's called Lambrusco.
What am I doing, Jessica?
That's okay. You're so busy, Jimmy. You're so busy. You deal with wine every single day.
I only know three types of wine.
Red, white, sparkling.
Sparkling. Done.
It's called Lambrusco, and it's a great alternative if you're tired of champagne to do a Lambrusco. Sometimes it can be sickly sweet, so you need to make sure that you're looking out for good producers of Lambrusco, and that's usually Italian.
You want your Scott Rudins. You want your
you want your David Merrick.
You want your Jerry
you
Merrick.
You want your Cameron McIntosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cameron McIntosh. I love it. First thing I ever knew about Cameron McIntosh was Cameron McIntosh's Broadway. And I was like, who is this guy? Why does he get a show all to himself?
Now
I know. I know everything. Yeah, he's like, Jimmy.
Right. I actually got slightly upset because I put a question on my last test that was these composers wrote Les Mis and Miss Saigon and Martin Guerre, and I cannot tell you how many people put down Cameron McIntosh instead of Bublil and Schoenberg.
Kids. What's going on, kids? A's. You just get A's now. The plus is gone. I can't. No, you got that plus back. I'm sorry. I can't stay mad at you.
So let's talk about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is one of my favorite things
Absolutely.
Of the year.
It's the best part of the best holiday.
So we're going to play, I'm sure that you know who's performing this year, but we're going to play a little game.
I don't, actually.
To test your knowledge. Are you ready?
All right.
Now that we got some wine in us, we're gonna play games right now.
You know what we should just do? We should just record it and then be like, and then we put it in here.
Well.
But it is fun. It's just.
We'll do that next time I'm in town.
I do like tripping over. It is fun.
So just in case our audience couldn't hear that, that's now that we've got some wine in us, we're going to play games right now.
Now.
So, Jimmy, are you ready to figure out who is going to be performing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yes.
I'm going to give you a series of clues that I'm literally coming up with off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
You are going to guess what I'm talking about.
So serious right now. Like bum bum. Like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and all the lights go do 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 do. That's what it feels like right now.
So I am sorry in that I have not prepared any questions beforehand. So
that's fine. I don't prepare anything. So
we're just gonna try this. So let's see. Laura Benanti is in it on Broadway right now.
Oh, My Fair Lady.
Yeah, they're going to be performing.
Yay.
really exciting and really fun.
I'm super excited for that.
Wait, didn't they do that last year?
Or was that the?
I think they were just at the Tonys. I don't think that they actually performed at the Macy's. I could be totally wrong, though. Okay. I could be totally wrong. This show just got a 16-year-old in the lead role that was just announced literally yesterday. The winner of the Jimmy
Pinky
Awards.
Boots?
No.
Because we're getting. Well, he's not 16, but he's like 24. He's like this YouTube UK pop sensation.
This just makes me sad about my life.
Get on YouTube. Why are we doing a podcast? It's YouTube.
I don't know. Everyone has a podcast now. we're not finding anybody new. okay, so 16-year-old in the lead role of this show. You want to take another guess?
Oh, what did you say something about the Jimmy Award? He won?
Yes, he won the Jimmy Awards last year.
How did I not know about this in high school? Maybe I shouldn't, because I would have gone crazy. Just be like, there's an award by me!
The Jimmy Awards, and I was really upset then when I found out that was a thing.
I'm just glad that it's named after the best name ever.
It was named after you.
It was. That's what sometimes I say to my people. I was like, Nashville, Tennessee was founded by my ancestor, James Robertson, with Daniel Boone. So, you know, so I kind of find a Nashville, Tennessee. So when I go there once, whenever I go there, I'll be like, you're welcome. You're welcome, city. And we'll like just go straight into town hall and just be like, I will take the key.
I own this town.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a new show, 16-year-old in the lead. Is it – it's not a new show?
It's not a new show.
You can do that? You can have not new shows?
Well, I guess I don't know your definition of new. This show has been on Broadway for a while. The lead is being replaced by a 16-year-old.
Okay. I think – I always thought that, like, Thanksgiving Day Parade – shows were like that, season.
So the way that they figure out who's performing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I think, is the shows who will buy
a slot.
The time.
Yeah. That probably works. That works out.
It's kind of like the Tony Awards and people that aren't nominated, but they still perform, and you're like, wait a second, I'm very confused.
I love it. I love it so much. Is it Dear Evan Hansen?
It is.
Yeah.
You're right. Can you imagine? So the story that I heard was this kid won the Jimmy Awards, and then this summer he was a teacher at like a kids camp with like elementary schoolers and got the call while he was teaching some like kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Even though he's a child himself.
That's so good. That's like how a friend of mine was in a was taking a 101 class at UCB. And he was going to take it with Bobby Moynihan, as the teacher. And, somebody else came into the class on like the first day and he was just like, hi, I'm not Bobby. Bobby's not here right now because he got SNL. So
that's a good reason.
That's a good reason.
Well, and did you know that Bobby Moynihan, I think he's, I'm going to say something that's totally wrong, so I'm going to look it up right now.
Right.
And we can cut this out. Yeah. He is married to Bryn O'Malley, who is a Broadway person.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So Bryn O'Malley has been in a ton of stuff. Most recently, I think, Honeymoon in Vegas. She's a fantastic performer. I saw her a couple years ago at NAMPT and said, hey, because she actually taught us for a class in grad school. And, yeah, married to Bobby Moynihan. So we have a little Broadway connection there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay, going back to who's performing at the Thanksgiving Day Parade. So this group performs every single year. And they wear glittery costumes and have some big kicks.
The Lion King.
Close.
It's the Rockettes.
It's the Rockettes.
The Radio City Rockettes.
Yes, it's one of my favorite performances. Except one year, I think it was raining, and I saw somebody like literally slip, and it was terrifying.
I saw that too. It was so scary.
It was really, really sad. So this is a new musical that's going to be performing, and it's Casey Nicholaw's new show.
It's The Prom?
Yeah, The Prom is performing.
I'm so excited.
I know. I'm so ready to see it. Have you seen it yet?
I have not. No, I've been working constantly. Is it out? See, I've been working constantly so much I didn't even know it was out.
It's in previews.
Okay. Do you like previews more than openings?
I have such a yes and no. I like previews because I like seeing the process, and if they've been working on a show for a while, honestly, it's like seeing the same thing at like a discounted price. But I remember seeing Big Fish in previews, and it needed a lot of work.
Oh. See, here's the thing. I didn't know that they were at discounted price. I thought it was kind of just like...
Well, it's a little bit cheaper, right. Typically.
Yeah, I just don't know if I'm ever going to, like, go see the show again that, compare. You know what I'm saying?
That's what happened with me in Big Fish is I went to one of the previews and was like, ooh, okay, that was interesting. That was a choice. And then I saw it later in a regional theater and was like, oh, they ended up cutting that song. Got it.
Okay.
There used to be a whole different thing here. Okay. There was a tap number. I guess they got rid of that.
Great. Love it. I saw Big Fish, too. I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, I just remember coming out of it crying my eyes out.
I loved it. I really enjoyed it. I don't remember anything about it.
Okay, friend of the show will be performing with this musical, Ariana DeVos.
What? Summer?
Yep, Summer is going to be on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Who I always call Donna. I always call the show Donna.
Right.
Donna!
Have you heard the news about this show that's going to be performing and the buzz about Ben Brantley and I believe it was Jesse Green who were acting a little bit not so nice to the show in their review of it?
Oh, I was going to be like, Ben Brantley's in the show? Yes.
Yes.
I want to see Ben Brantley in a show so
badly.
Me too.
Well, and then I want to review it like he reviewed this show.
Maybe this time. I don't know how Ben Brantley talks. I'll be lucky. So it's a new show?
So it's a new show, and it just opened the other night, and Ben Brantley and Jesse Green gave it a scathing review together that was like a conversation of them talking about how much they did not like it.
You can just have conversations now and put it on and transcribe it, and that's how people write?
Yes, and that's a review. And all right. It was very mean and very critical, and the Broadway community has been very vocal about how disappointed they were in these critics.
Yeah. It's critics are a weird thing.
Yeah.
I don't. What are new shows? There's that other, is it the Cher show?
No.
Is it, I can't think of a show that, is Cher show even like in previews? Has it even started?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, this is how much I know.
This show has a humongous puppet.
Oh, Pinocchio. Okay, I get it. King Kong.
King Kong, yeah.
They're going to do King Kong?
They're going to do King Kong. I don't know how they're going to do it.
But the monkey. The monkey's not there. I'm so mad.
Well, so Dear Evan Hansen and King Kong are actually going to be on the CBS Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and so I think that they actually go to the theaters, whereas the other ones are done on the stage for the NBC broadcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't watch that one. I watch the original Macy's NBC Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Right. I'm just saying if you want to pick up the other two shows, you can do it through CBS. There is one last show that's going to be performing that we haven't talked about, and I want to give you a good clue for it. I'm going to come up with it. One second.
Okay.
We're going to do it. this before. I feel like I feel like I'm letting you down, Jimmy.
Why?
Because I did not do my research, and I'm behind, and I've been grading papers. I have to teach a TAP class today. It's a lot.
I like how I don't do any work at all, and you're sad, and that you think I'm disappointed in the fact that you didn't once. You did.
Okay. I figured it out. So The Prom is Casey Nicholaw's new show. This is another Casey Nicholaw show that came out last year that's going to be performing.
Mean Girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that was an easy double that I could have done.
We did it.
Yeah.
Wait. It didn't come out last year. It came out like in May, right? Or March. It was here. It was for the Tonys. It was this year's Tonys.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking last year, basically anything before Texas.
I got that. Or like last, I guess, like technically, right? Isn't it like once the Tonys end, that's like the end of the season. So like that's last.
Yeah.
So that is last season.
Last season. Which
Nicholaw, you working.
He's working.
You working.
He is working.
Good for you.
Also, one thing that I wanted to talk about for a second was that the League came out with their numbers for the 17-18 season.
Did you say the Little League? Little League came out? Why are they go practice baseball, kids? Stop crunching numbers.
The Broadway League.
Broadway League. Great.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the statistics of Broadway from this last season, because it's pretty insane.
Okay.
So Broadway had 33 new productions last year, which is not the most, but it did go up in attendance to 13.79 million people. And it made over, it's like a crazy amount of money. Let me look at the Broadway facts sheet. You can actually get this at BroadwayLeague.com and look at all of these facts. It grossed $1.7 billion.
Wow.
During just last season. And that attendance number is more than all of the New York and New Jersey sports teams combined.
Yeah.
Right?
Take that, sports. Take that, Coach Jefferson from middle school. I don't need gym. I dance. I literally did that. I got out of gym because I like was dancing so much.
Oh, me too.
After school.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we talked about this.
Let's see. 66% of the audience are women, and women are actually more likely to have the purchasing power over their male counterparts when it comes to buying tickets for which shows.
Oh, wow.
So think about that, Broadway producers. What appeals to women?
What appeals to women? I don't just a nice charaz. A nice charaz. Everybody gets it's a musical about a bottle of wine, and everybody gets a wine. I didn't look under your chairs. You got a wine.
62% of the audience attends at least two shows, but the average person going to five shows on Broadway.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's though, so cool.
7.6 million of those people, of that 13.79 million people who saw shows last year, 7.6 million were visitors to New York City who considered Broadway to be the main reason or a very important reason for coming to New York.
I think that's what's so wonderful about, about New York is there is like this built-in thing to do. There's this built-in thing to do where like there's a built-in evening event, which is going to see a Broadway show.
Definitely. I would say that Broadway is in a really good place right now. I was looking at those statistics, and they're looking way better than they have in the past.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, the attendance keeps rising. The gross amount of money made keeps rising. So I think that Broadway is doing really well. We're really happy.
That's so good. What's so funny, I think, is and so interesting is what we think is probably what we thought might like hurt it is, I think, actually helping it. And I think that's the internet and YouTube and sort of a podcast and like the digital media is helping this live medium so much to boost it.
Yeah. Well, let's make our really big announcement because it has to do with Broadway and people that love Broadway.
Let's
do
it. Yes.
So, listeners,
I've been holding
friends,
this in. I've been holding
we've been holding it in for so long.
For so long. I felt so bad, okay? I've had to lie to everybody. I don't know who I am anymore.
We are so excited because we are going to be presenting at BroadwayCon.
BroadwayCon.
We are so excited to be there. It is January 11th through the 13th, and it's in Midtown Manhattan. And we're going to be there with some really, really cool people. We'll be doing a live version of the podcast, which is going to be really, really fun. There are lots of panels and Broadway people there, people dressed up in costumes. Basically, anybody that loves Broadway is going to be at BroadwayCon.
It's a great, fun convention. So if you're there, if you're here in New York,
let us know.
Let us know. Come out. Come see us.
Yeah. Come and see it. It's going to be a good time, and we're going to actually drink wine and talk to a guest and do our whole normal spiel.
But you get to be there with us in you know, you're in the room where it happens.
See what you did.
Yeah, Jimmy joke.
Jimmy joke. So definitely come and check it out. We'll be promoting it on our social media, which you can find us at Tannins and Tunes on Instagram and Facebook. And send us an email at tannins and tunes@gmail.com if you have stuff that you want us to review or anything that you want to tell us for BroadwayCon, like you're going to be there, something like that. Other things that I wanted to say is make sure to rate and review us because, like I said at the beginning, we want to help out with fire relief in California. So for every review on our page, we will donate $1 towards fire relief.
It's going to be wonderful. Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Jimmy, where can people follow you?
People can follow me at Twitter at @Jimmy_Robertson and Instagram at @JimmyRobertson. Jessica?
And you can follow me at JMHumphrey1 on all of the things, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. Anything that you want to plug? What's going on? What do you want to plug?
No, I'm working a lot, and I'm hey, guys, I'm going to be dungeon mastering a D&D game for my friends, so check that out nowhere because it's, you know, it's... Friends, if you're my friends, come check it out. You know, the three people
but
that I'm.
But if you're not my friend, like, don't ask me about it.
You don't ask me about it. I'm gonna make a trip to Texas to.
Yes.
Can I get? Are they really making T-shirts?
They have definitely talked about it in class.
Oh my goodness! Please send me one. I will send photos of me just like be. Are they gonna like put a photo of like hello?
I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do. Well, and that
love
actually
A++. Everybody, you get double pluses now. I'm so
double pluses. Friends and listeners, the next couple episodes are gonna be. We're gonna do a preview episode leading up to the class episode, Professor Jessica in Session, where you get to know the students that are going to be presenting for you, and you're going to get a ton of Broadway history in one episode. They've been doing these presentations in class that have been really, really incredible, and one of the things that I had them do was take their entire presentation and cut it down to about 5 minutes, and they're going to give you the highlights of what they talked about in class, and Jimmy, it is incredible.
Yes.
Like the stuff that they have been researching is really fantastic.
Making people work for us. Give me a break. Yes.
The holiday season is upon us. We don't have time.
I don't have time. All right. I'm going to get a bougie Beaujolais and just drink it. I have to go find costumes for Shannon Block.
It's true. It's true. She might appear at BroadwayCon. Who knows?
Oh my god. Yes. Hello. Great. I'm going as Shannon Block for BroadwayCon. I'm doing it.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be wonderful.
Well, Jimmy, it was great to see you.
It was great to see you. Aww.
Bye, friends. Bye, Mom.
Bye, friends. Bye, Mom.
I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, buy them all, 5 and 10 cents store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.